Nun beis. V'chanu b'nei Yisrael ish al machaneu v'ish al digle l'tzivaysam. Paskal here says that they will encamp b'nei Yisrael, each person al machaneu, by his machane v'ish al digle l'tzivaysam, according to their host. Okay, what is, let's see this pasuk in base. Pasuk in base, let me put that on the bottom. Rashi, pasuk nun base. V'ish al digloi. Kimo, Shadigolim Sidudim Sefer Zeh Shalosha Shalatim L'chol Degel. Okay, Ish Al Digloi means each tribe. The word Ish over here does not mean a person. Over here the word Ish means each individual unit. What is the unit of measurement here? Each tribe. Each tribe will be arranged Shalosha Shalatim L'chol Degel. All right, that you have to see later. That will be explained a little bit later. Okay, now let's see over here the Targum. What does the Targum say over here? Nun Beis V'yishroim B'nei Yishol Givar. Gvar means each person, okay, I mean, maybe, let's see, al mashrohi, on his camp, ugvar, each person, al tikse. The word tikse is the word that we're using for a degel. L'chei lehoin, according to their host, according to their chayil, their encampment, their battalion, their group. Okay, let's see how he explains over here in the parish of the Ma'at, sorry, to get a little more of a clarity of what's going on here in the pasuk. He says here, Mashroi, each al machaneu. The word Mashroi refers to Cholish Ish al machaneu, on his camp. Machanehu, on his camp, which the Targum translates. Oops, what happened over here? 1 second. What? Which the Targum translates, where Machaneu, to the Mashrohi. So Machanehu, a camp, which is translated as Mashrohi. And here the Ma'at Zohar is going to give us some explanation of what is going on. So he says here, Mokoim Chaniyos. The word Mashra means the place of his encampment. The Chemitah Gavirus and Uziel Gvar al Beis Mashra. The low Tirgim Machaneu Mashir Yosei, Kemoshim Tirgim Yonasan. So he's asking a question. There would appear to be a better word for a Machane. A Machane is typically translated as a word, there's this word. As mash ri yosei. It's a different word. It's similar. It has the mem shin resh, but there's no resh. I'm sorry. The end of the word is very different. There's a yud sof yud hey, and that's another word that we use to translate the word camp. So the question is, what exactly is the difference between the word mashrohi and mashir yosei? Ki bezeef shel lefarish kol hamachane shel degel l'sholosh matmatos. Because that word is the entire machane of the three camps. Aval mashrohi, what we have in our pasuk, mashra mokum chaniyoso hu eitzel shiftoi. So now if you notice what the Targum has done and what the Ma'at Zohar has revealed, he's revealed a bombshell. He has just created a machloikis between Rashi and Unkelis. Let's see what he says. V'nira shadik l'targim kemi mash nemer achra v'ish al digloi v'targim mashrohi. And there he says mashrohi, af sheyesh b'loshen zeh tzuras rabim ki kein derech l'oshen amrami. This is one of his pet peeves, always going into the l'oshen yachid l'oshen rabim, which I always like to pass over. V'oid oy sholdas unkelis machaneu im kimi ho'is hei hanasefes bo liyaches l'oshen rabim el yachid. Okay, so what he's done over here is something very, very important. We have to go back and just make sure we have got this clear, got this down pat, to have a greater appreciation of Rashi and Ungulus. It says here that they will encamp, B'nai Yisrael, Ish. What does the word Ish mean? It means each individual unit, Al-Machaneu, or maybe it means each person. Let's see, Al-Machaneu. The Ish Al-Digla L'Tzevoisam. Okay, then, so there's only then, V'alvim Yachin Usaviv. No, so there's only really one word over here. There's only one word in this pasuk. The word machaneu. And in the Targum it says, V'yishroin b'nei shol gvar al mashrohi. And the Targum did not translate the word mashri yosei. We would expect the Targum to translate the word for machanehu, mashri yosei. It's a different word, which has a different connotation. He did not do that. He said mashrohi. And then it says the next word on the flag that we'll get to in one moment. So what's going on here? What's the significance? Rashi read this word. Rashi read this word and an alarm went off. Because this word has a connotation, the fact that the Targum selected this word and did not select the word Mashri Yosei, it has a connotation of a smaller group. There are different types of camps. There's a large camp and there's a small camp. Okay, there are different types of camps. Sometimes you have a large camp that has many different units. And then you have a smaller camp where it's a single unit. What does it mean the word ish? And what does it mean machaneu? It would appear that according to the Targum, Unkelis, Gvar means an individual tribe. There are 12 tribes. And each individual tribe will be in their own separate camp. Rashi read this. And Rashi said, I respectfully disagree. I disagree. The ish al digloi, or maybe not. Okay, maybe not. We have to really be very careful over here. Because Rashi writes over here on the words ish al digloi. Rashi is grouping together three shvatim for each degel. Okay, let's keep this in mind when we go into the next words of the Matzah, and then we'll come back and explain everything that's going on over here. Okay, then over here he has this very interesting word called taksoye. This is a great word, and this word it really is a mouthful. This is the word that the Targum is using to translate the word afleg, a degel. In this parasha is all about the degolim, and the word that we're using for degel is tiksei, is this flag. Targum shel shemila degel. Aval yesh lemila tekes gam hoirod neseves vayesor yosef mer kaftoi targumo v'takas yosef risike. The word vayesor means he hitched, he tied up. In today, in modern English, we would say he filled up the tank with gasoline. And he added windshield wiper fluid, and he got his car an oil change before he set out on a long journey to Egypt. Yosef himself was going to drive the car, and Yosef went and he made sure the engine is up to speed, he has a full tank of gas, and the blinkers are working, and there's enough windshield washer fluid in the tank for the journey. Vayesor means he hitched his chariot to the horses, or the horses. And there it's exactly the same word, vitakes. Same exact word that the Targum here is using for the word degel. Now that's pretty surprising, because in our limited understanding there is no difference, but there's a world of a difference between vayesor es rechboi to the word degel, a flag. So he says, now, ulai, this is the ma'atzori, perush tekes kan hu seder. The word tekes over here means to arrange. And indeed, when you want to take that word and translate to arrange, then when it says, vayesor es richboy, he made arrangements in his chariot, which horses should pull the chariot, where the horses should be positioned, what kind of straps are going to be connecting his chariot to the horses, what kind of wheels, what kind of tires, all different types of tires. He made all the arrangements. Yosef, when he went into the chariot, Yosef, he hitched his chariot to greet his father. Yosef made all the arrangements when he went to greet his father. So it means to be mesader. And now we can understand that when it says the word degel, they travel ledigleihem, it means, does not mean, as we learned yesterday, that a degel means a piece of cloth. It's a flag, and the flag has a piece of cloth which has a unique color, the same color as the color of the stone on a chariot. That's not what it means. But rather what it means is he made arrangements. So this means they measured its modu es tachnis. This means they measured the form of the Beis Hamikdash. This is the Haftarah of Parshas. This Pasuk Yecheskel is the Haftarah of Parshas Tetzaveh. And there it describes the Vayishlishi. Umodu you shall measure tachnis its tsura, its form. The gam degel bloshna kosov ka nevshul far shakavana likvutzas anoshim beseder misuyom v'chem b'chazal dorshu ayuma ka nigdolos. It means they are mighty like nigdolos. Ein the golem el tzavois. The word the golem is the chazal dash, and the word degel means a host. It means a unique arrangement. It's subtle for the hand. If you say yeshama she'ein bechlal b'milu zushtei ha'aros, or mashtegi v'tachis yosef v'chichtei perushoi, she'sidur v'heichid merkavto l'nesiyah. Okay, so let's now go back and with all that information, we go back and we plug everything into the pasuk and look at Rashi, what Rashi says and what the Targum says. I don't think we have to make over here a machloikis between Rashi and the Targum, but I think though we, each one is filling in the other. And let's go back. The pasuk over here says, V'chonu b'nei Yisrael ish al-machaneu. The Jewish people will encamp. Ish here means each individual tribe al-machaneu in their own unique camp. They don't share the same volleyball court with another shevet. They don't share the same swimming pool with another shevet. Each shevet has their own power supply, their own basketball courts. They're totally independent. How do you know? Maybe when it says ish al-machaneu, that means three shvatim together, because we know that the golem were divided into the golem, they were divided into really four parts. There are 12 tribes, and the 12 tribes are divided into four separate arrangements. And each arrangement had three shvatim. Each side of each contingent had three shvatim. So maybe when it says here, Ish al Machaneyu, what it means is, Ish refers to a unit. There were three units, and they all rested together. Three units, three shvatim, and they all encamped al Machaneyu. All three shvatim, they shared the same restrooms. They had the same encampment. Maybe that's what it means. If that's what it meant, then it should say in the Targum, it should say, the Yishron b'nei Yisrael gvar al mashri yosei. Because the word mashri yosei has a connotation relative to the word mashrohi, a larger encampment. And being that it did not say the word mashri yosei, but it says mashrohi, it implies that it was a smaller, more personal encampment. Each individual tribe. And then it goes on to say the ish. Now here's the chiddush. This is a tremendous chiddush now it comes out. The ish al digloi litzivoisam. Rashi fills in ish means what? It means three tribes. The ish al digloi kibosha the golem sudurim besefer ze shaloisha shavatim l'chol degel. So the meaning of the word ish, if we will accept that Rashi and the Unkelus are not disagreeing, it comes out of very big chiddush, is that the word ish in this pasuk that's used twice does not mean the same thing. And that's very good, because that's very common on what we've discovered, that there is no full unabridged edition, Oxford unabridged edition of the Hebrew language. There's no such thing, because you cannot define a word. A word is defined in its context. Period. There is no precise meaning for any single word in the Torah. Every single word in the Torah has a general, abstract meaning that's very, very fuzzy, and its definition is defined in the expression that how it's used. Here we have the word ish that's used twice. Ish al machaneu. And then ish al digloi, when we say ish al machaneu, it means each individual tribe encamped in their own private quarters. And then when it says the ish al digloi, this means each three camps, each group of three shevatim encamped by their degel, by their flag. Now, Litzivoy Sam, and I'm assuming here Litzivoy Sam means I'm not even sure how you want to translate the word l'sivaisam. He translates it l'chei lehoin, their chayola, their battalion. But I think maybe what it means over here is, if I'm not mistaken, the word l'sivaisam means the entire klal Yisrael as one cohesive group. So we have really three different sections of this pasuk. We have the shevet, we have three shevatim together, and we have the entire klal Yisrael together. And then, if you would go further, you go with a microscope, then you would break up each shevet into different families, and each family you break up into other families until you get down to the individuals. But in this pasuk, it appears that we have over here three different arrangements. We start off with the word Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so the Bnei Yisrael is the whole Klal Yisrael. And Ishal Machaneh means each individual Shevet had their own camp. The Ishal Digloi, the word Ishir, means each three Shvatim together. They were part of a team of three, positioned in a unique location. Litziv Oysam has the connotation according to their hosts, which means that your position in the travel in your travel in the Midbar was relative to the other Shvatim. Everyone had their unique Mokoim, and only together, with everyone in the correct location, did it make up the whole part. Did all the parts make up one big whole? Okay, so that's really what comes out. Now, also, what else did we come across? That the truth is that the word Degel is, there's a machlokes. I vaguely remember we learned this last year, that the word Degel is a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelus as to the precise meaning of the word Degel. Rashi, we learned yesterday, Degel means a piece of cloth, a flag that has a color. And according to Targum, that's not what it means. The word Degel means an arrangement, a seder, an arrangement. When it says that the Jewish people, they traveled in with the Golem, it doesn't mean like you see in these medieval period of the Crusaders, they were marching with these big flags. That's not what it means that Klal Yisrael Havdil were marching with flags. It means they marched and they traveled in a unique arrangement. People were told to stand and to be positioned in a very specific location. That's what it means, a degel. Whereas Rashi learns, a degel means a piece of material that has a unique color. Okay, let's go now to the next puzzle here. It says, V'alevim yachnu saviv l'mishkan ho'edus. Now we go to the next puzzle. The Levim, they will camp around the Mishkan ho'edus. When they encamp, they surround the Mishkan. We learn, yes, the word sav means sechor, sechor. V'lo yeketzef. Now here we have a very interesting concept. By doing this, there will not be anger. The lo yiyeh ketzef al adas bnei Yisrael, the shomru halavim, the middle will guard es mishmeres, the guarding of the Mishkan ho'edus. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Nun Gimel. Pasuk Nun Gimel Rashi says, the lo yiyeh ketzef im ta'asu kimitzvasi lo yiyeh ketzef. If you obey my command, there will be no anger. V'im lav, sheyichnesu zodim be'avodasam zu. If you allow strangers to substitute for the Levim, to do their work, yeah, ketzef, there'll be anger. Because we find by Korach. Korach was a zor. Korach was not entitled to replace Aaron. Korach wanted to take a function that's not his. And then what was the result? The result was ketzef. This is an incredible pasuk, an incredible Rashi teaching us that when a person trespasses, that brings divine anger. Go to a shul. How often do you see this? You go to a shul, there's a rabbi, and there's a balabas who thinks he knows everything, and he starts bossing the rabbi around and telling him he's making a mistake. I can give you hundreds of stories like this of where. People think, oh, they're the balabas. I know a rabbi who once told me, that they used to daven shachris every day, let's say at 7 o'clock. And the minyan was about 25 people come every day at 7 o'clock. And the rabbi came, he didn't come every day. The rabbi had other functions, other duties. And it was his shul. It was basically a private shul. It wasn't like, you know, a public trust. It was a private shul. And then one day he comes and he sees, he comes and he comes, let's say, down at 7 o'clock. So he came 5 to 7. And he sees that they're already in the middle of davening. They're ready. And he says, what's going on? So they told him, oh, well, we've got to tell you. We decided to change the time for Shachris. We're davening every day at 10 to 7. So the rabbi, he went ballistic. What a chutzpah. What a chutzpah. This is my shul. I pay the bills here. I have to go raise the money. And you, and I daven here almost every day. And you people get together and you decide, oh, you want to go daven 10 minutes earlier. And you don't even tell me, the rabbi. You know, it's bad enough you don't even consult with me. You just change the time and don't even tell me. What a chutzpah. What a chutzpah, chutzpah gomer. And he was fuming. And they learned their lesson, those people. They learned their lesson at that. It's mind-boggling how they did this. But that's what Rashi says, that a person has to know their place. And if you don't know your place, then it brings about ketzef. Okay, now let's see what he says in the Targum. Over here, this very long, long Targum, this long pasuk. Pasuk, Yishroin. The Levi shall encamp sechar. We learned that, yes, that's an expression. Lamashka desadusa, around the Mishkan, veloye rugza. So he translates the word ketzef to mean anger. Al kinish to the Israel, upon the assembly of the Jewish people, the Yitun levoe, and they shall guard. The word the Yitun means to guard, the levoe, the Levium, which means Sheva Levi, the Kohan Levium, Yos Matras, Mashkana, the Matras means the Mishmeres. The order, the charge of Mashkana de Suadus, of the Mashkan, the Mishkan of Testan of Edus. Okay, now let's see how he explains some of this. I don't think he doesn't, there's no explanation, okay? He has nothing more to say of the Matsari, everything is good, so we're going to go further. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziv Hashem es Moshe k'nasu, b'nei Yisrael, they did like everything Hashem told them, that everything that Moshe told them to do, and so was done. Is there any Rashi on this? On Pasuk Nun Gimel. One second, I lost you. Can you hear me? I seem to have lost you. Okay, now it's better. Okay, I lost control of the computer for one second. Wasn't responding. Okay, that's it. It's good. Everything is, there's no Rashi on this. No Targum. With the Targum, let's read the Targum. To be Yitzhak Targum, he says, and Va'avadu b'nei Yisrael k'chol defakeid Hashem yos Moshe kein avadu. Okay, they were commanded to do. Okay, now we come to pasuk next part. Shlishi. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe v'Aharon v'Levi. Ish al diglav yoyitzas levei savosam yachadu b'nei Yisrael. Ish. Now we're going to go into great detail about the golem. Ish, each person. Al digloy by his degel. V'oysois. V'oysois means by his signs. Levei savosam yachadu b'nei Yisrael. Mineged. Opposite. Saviv l'ol moed yachen. Okay, this is a very, very, very complicated pasuk. Let's try to do that one more time. Ish. Now we have to remember, the word ish is a complex term. Ish could mean, above we learned it meant a shevet. And then we also learned that it meant three shvatim together. Ish, each shevet, al digloy. Al digloy means the... Let's assume now for the moment we'll be consistent that when we have the word degel next to the word ish, it means three shvatim. The oisais. Now, what are the oisais that we're going to see in a few moments? We have Rashi, a very nice Rashi, telling us two different perushim, what it means osos. Leveisa voisam, according to their family. Yachnu leishol kem leishol, mineged. Now we have a few more words, two words. Mineged, opposite, saviv, surrounding. Lohomoed, yachanu. Okay, so we have here a lot of repetition. The word Yachanu appears twice. Yachanu b'nei Yisrael, and then it says again at the end of the pasuk Yachanu. Here we refer to the tribes as with the word Ish. We have here the word Okay, leves avosam. That's a new principle. Since when do we need to get involved in the families? And we have here the degolim, and we have here a new term that we have not come across before, osos. And we have another two words to get us confusing, neged, saviv, and we're calling the Mishkan, not the Mishkan ha'edus, we're calling it now the Ohel Moed. Every single word in this pasuk is begging for commentary. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi, pasuk Beis, says, ve'oisais. Now here we have your beautiful Rashi. Rashi gives two pirushim as to what it means, the word oisais. Kol degel to yilois. Every degel shall have its own sign. What is the sign? I told you this before, it means a mapa cloth, tzavua tluyaboy. A colored garment shall be hung upon, doesn't say tluyaboy, doesn't say what it means. A mapa tzavua tluyaboy. What does that mean exactly? On a pole? Called degel yilois. Mapa, a garment, a cloth, tzavua, that's been colored. Tuluya bow is suspended on it. What does that mean, on it? On what? I don't know. Tzivah shal zek loike, tzivah shal zek, the color of this, not the color of that. Tzevah kol echad kegavon avnoi hakavua b'choshen, each tribe, the color of the stone is the color of the stone that's kavua b'choshen in the choshen. U'mitoyachach yachir kol echad, each tribe can recognize their degel. So the first interpretation, what the ois is, the sign of the color of the stone that is etched upon the choshen, that is positioned, set in the choshen of the Kohen Gadol. We know that on the choshen there were 12 stones. The stones lit up when you would ask a question. The inside of the choshen was the Urim, the Tumim, the Shem Hashem, and when there was a difficult question which needed to be asked, they would ask to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem would respond by causing the letters of the Shevet that was lit up on the stone to be illuminated, and that way they can decipher what the answer is. There were 12 stones representing the 12 tribes. On each stone, the name of the tribe was written, and each stone had a different color. And thus, the flag of each one of the tribes had that particular color. That's the first shot. Dover Acher, the second shot. What does it mean, Osos? It means positioning. And Yaakov Avinu already way back already told them where to stand. When they took him out of Egypt. When Yaakov Avinu was taken out of Egypt to be buried in Eretz Canaan, he told them, I want each one of you to stand in a certain location when you carry my coffin. Shenemar, it says, Vayasavun of Lekin, Kasher Tzivam, Yehuda, Yisachar, Vazul, Yisiyu, Min Mizrach, Ruven, Meshimim, Nevgam, Min HaMdorayim, Kedisa, Betan, Chuma, Beparash, Zoy, each one of the Shvatim stood in a particular location when they carried his coffin from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And the same location where they stood relative to his coffin is where the tribe should be positioned relative to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was in the center. The Mishkan was equivalent to his coffin, and just wherever they stood carrying his coffin is where they should stand when they would encamp, with the Mishkan being in the center. So the word oisais means one of two things. Either it means the color, or it means the position. Now, if you remember, the Targum learned that the flag means a location. The Targum seemingly would not agree with Rashi that the word oisais means a color, because the Targum seems to indicate there was no physical flags. When we say that they traveled with the Golem, it means they traveled in unique positions, in a unique arrangement. It doesn't mean they had a physical flag. So Targum wouldn't seem to want to learn like Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's first pshat appears to be in disagreement with the Targum. Rashi, in the second interpretation of the Oisos, is explaining how the Targum would learn the word Oisos, because it can't mean a unique color, being that it was nothing physical. It has to mean in a unique arrangement. And what was that arrangement? The same arrangement that existed when they carried Yaakov's coffin. Now, what does it mean, neged? Merochoik mil. K'mosha miyoshua ach rochoiki yebeneichem ubeinov kealpayim amo. Sheyuchlu lovoi b'shabes. Moshe v'Aaron u'bonav v'halevim choynim v'samuch lona. Let's take a step back one more time. Neged mizrochoik mil, k'mosha miyoshua. I've got 2,000 amas. Sheyuchlu lovoi b'shabes. Moshe v'Aaron u'bonav. Moshe Aaron and his children Levim, Choynim b'samuchloi will be encamping near them, or near Loi. What's Loi referring to? I'm not exactly sure. Okay, but we'll come back to this in one moment. But basically, what we think over here is that everyone in Klal Yisrael who was part of the Degolim, they would distance themselves to 1,000 amos from the center. In the center was the Mishkan. And at a distance, not too far, at a distance of 2,000 amos on each side, in their unique location where they were told to be positioned, they would set up camp. 2,000 amos away, which is the amount of distance that you can walk on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to walk from your camp exactly 2,000 amos. If you want, you can make an eruv tehumen, and then you can go 4,000 amos. But the basic distance is 2,000 amos, and that's what it means for the word mineged. Mineged means 2,000 amos. Now let's see over the Targum for an elaboration upon this, all these ideas in pasuk base. Targum says, Gevar, each man al takse, like we discussed, it means a flag, and it means an arrangement. According to the Targum, the word tikse means an arrangement. The osvan, he just says one word, according to the signs, Lebes Aval Hosoin, Yishon Neshalim Kiyam B'nei Yisrael, Mikovel, opposite, that's Mineget, Sechor Sechor Saviv, Lemashkan Zimna, the Mishkan, over here we're calling it the Mishkan, we're calling it over here the Ohel Moed, right? The tent of meeting, the tent, and the Moed is not, this we learned this last year, I remember. We spent a lot of time on this. Moed in the Targum does not mean meeting. Moed means the time. According to the Targum, this is something with old we spent a lot of time on last year. What is the Ohel Moed? We usually like to translate the Ohel Moed means it is the tent of meeting, like a Zoom meeting. The meeting room, Moed, is the place to meet. That's not how the Targum learns Ohel Moed. He learns Moed means time, Zman. In fact, it means a temporary time. Because the Mishkan was never meant to be the permanent resting place of Hashem's divine presence. It was only meant to be temporary until they would later build for Hashem a permanent resting place. Now let's see over here what it says on the bottom to elaborate upon this Targum and bring out some ideas. It says Hashem spoke to Moshe, La'aron, Mashatikim, and Moshe, Muvan al Pi Mashakosav, Rashi. Okay, he's this Pasuk Aleph, the Rashi to call Diber, El, Miturgim, Malil, Im, Mashin, the Targum, La'aron, Kosav, and Avram, Ben Avram, the Rambam's son, Bekavanus, Okalish, Lapam, Yuvan, Menoinian, Shadiber, Shadibur Echor Egiya Bezmanech Lemosh Ula Aaron Pelpe Lemosh Ula Aaron Derech Machazeh Oyitachin Kavanas Shemashkot Hacham Zal Kelemosh Tibur in Moshe Sheyoymar La Aaron. Okay, he's saying a very deep idea. I think Mr. Rappaport once told us from the Arachayim what he says about this. I'll just run back. It's not the main thing we want to focus on. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe V'El Aharon. The question is, here is the dilemma. Does this mean that Hashem spoke directly to Moshe and likewise directly to Aaron? They were both standing and Hashem spoke directly to both of them? Is that what it means? It seems not. It seems that's not correct. Hashem never spoke to Aaron directly. And what it means is one of two things. Hashem spoke to Moshe directly, peh, el peh, adaber bo. But Aaron understood what Hashem said to Moshe as a vision, as a more indirect message. It wasn't with the same clarity and the same revelation. To Moshe, it was direct. But to Aaron, it was a chizayon, a vision. Or Aaron heard nothing. Not Amara, he didn't hear Hashem speak to him. He didn't see Hashem in the vision, in the lower form of prophecy. But what it means is that Hashem spoke to Moshe. And Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, you shall now go and relate what I just told you to Aaron. And that's why the Targum says what he says. Umalel Hashem im Moshe ule Aaron. The Targum left out the word im, the word ve'el. You see, this is very interesting. What does the Targum really mean to say? Maybe the Targum is coming to disagree with this approach. It's a very interesting idea, because over here, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, it says el Moshe, and then it says nochamol ve'el Aaron. Why does it say the word el twice? Why can't it just say Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe? What's the repetition of the word LL? So look what the Targum did. The Targum deleted the second L. Umalel Hashem im Moshe ule Aharon lemeimar. Maybe what the Targum is trying to tell us is that Hashem spoke directly, ponim el ponim, to Moshe and Aaron at the same moment in time. Now, is that a contradiction to what it says in the pasuk? Loichein Moshe Avdi, b'chol beis nemenu, pe'al peh adar b'ai. Speak to Moshe Rabbeinu pe'al peh. No one else gets that attention. So the Targum may be saying that enochinami, like what he says in the first parish of the Matzari, Hashem spoke to Moshe via Aaron directly, but Aaron didn't see it. Aaron didn't perceive Hashem speaking to him because by Aaron, who was weaker spiritually than Moshe Rabbeinu, to him it was different. It was diluted. It was not with the same intensity. But yet Hashem still gave over one message to Moshe via Aaron. Moshe heard it, understood it in a higher level, and Aaron understood in a lower level. And therefore, to show that Hashem only spoke once, it was only one communication, the Targum says the two L's are really one and the same. It's a matter of expression. Therefore, he deleted the word, the second im. On the other hand, not everyone agrees to this. You have to, some of the farmers say no. The fact that it says it, not Rashi. Rashi doesn't say any no comment on this. But other farmers say that since over here it says the pasuk by Dabar Hashem al Moshe v'el Aaron, that Hashem spoke to Moshe. Period. And there was a separate, completely separate revelation to Aaron, not on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. Or it means Hashem spoke to Moshe and Hashem told Moshe, Moshe, now you go and tell it over to Aaron. Okay, the Targum, you don't get that from the Targum, because the Targum takes out the word im.
Rabbi Levin,
yes.
If you remember in Parshas, at the end of Baloischa, when Aaron and Miriam were critical of Moshe Rabbeinu, I think, I don't remember, it's Rashi, there, one of their tannas was, we're equal to him, Hashem spoke to us also, right?
Right. So Hashem said, you're not the same. It's not the same type of communication.
Right. So if you take that taina that they had, especially Aaron, it would seem to say that Enochinami Hashem did speak to Aaron.
Right. Okay. So that's the nuance here. That's all part. You have to falpel that nuance, because the pasuk says the word El twice, and the Targum took out one of those Els. He deleted it, as if to say it's all one and the same. There's one conversation going on. Hashem is speaking once, and maybe Aaron is just perceiving it on a lower level. But Hashem is not repeating himself. Hashem is not speaking to Moshe, coming back and speaking, having a conversation with Aaron. And Hashem is not telling Moshe, Moshe, you go now and you tell Aaron what I told you. From the Targum, you get the impression that Hashem spoke once. Aaron listened. Did Aaron absorb the message on the same level as Moshe? No. But it's still Hashem only spoke once. We're going to talk about the finish over here. But Osvan, Loshen the Keva, Chen Loshen Vayish, Leish Tegim, Mr. Loshen Loshen Zohar, Osin, Ovenusach Siv Yoin, Siyoiv Nat Nita, There's a whole dilemma. What is the correct word in the Aramaic? What's the correct word in the Targum? Asyon al derech shlosh chazal shekar l'rishumei haksav osios. So he's saying over here, they call a rishumei hakasiva osios. Now this is saying a very powerful word. He's saying over here is a whole new pshat. What is the degolim? What does it mean, the degolim? Now the problem is the Targum will then be contradicting himself, because the Targum said before that the degel was nothing more than an arrangement. An arrangement. They all were arranged. But on the other hand, what he's saying over here is there's another interpretation that the degolim were flags, and on the flag was a letter. Like today, you know, the Israeli elections, your party has a letter. Gimel. Degel HaTorah. Gimel. Vote. You ever see that, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael during the elections? Gimel, of Chaim Kanievsky is telling them, you must vote Gimel, you have to vote Gimel, is their party. Every party has a letter. And likewise, when they traveled in the desert, they had these big, massive pieces of cloth, and on the cloth was a letter. They didn't have stars and stripes. Letters. That's a whole new pshat. So what is the degel? Is the degel the pshat? The degel is a piece of cloth that is dyed a particular color? Or is the degel a letter? Or is the degel a unique arrangement? So he's saying over here this pshat over here, ba'osvan, he says over here, the second pshat, he says, nusach, it means osyan, it refers to letters. Okay, mekavel losh neged, Aval Rashi kan perish negin me rochoik. Das radak sham negin perish mul, aval basavas ozmen perish me rochoik. Okay, he's not saying the kovel means, see, the Targum does this opposite. Rashi says, in these sham to make a machloikis. It seems in make a machloikis. Rashi says the word neged means distance. And the smallest distance that you can call in the halacha is 2,000 amos. That's called distance. 2,000 amas. Targum doesn't say that. Targum says opposite. We have no idea what the distance was. It just means that you shall be facing in that direction. What's the we don't know. Maybe they were very close. Maybe they were very far. It seems that we want to make a machlokes Rashi and Unkelus as to the precise translation of the word neged. Does it mean mikovel, opposite? Rashi says no. The word means richuk, distance. Very big difference in Perush, because it means the distance. Then the smallest distance, the term distance in Tanakh is 2,000 amas. If it means opposite, then we don't know exactly how far they stood from the machne. All right, we're going to stop over here, boys. I thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful night. I think we learned a few interesting things over here. Interesting things over here about Ish, different translation of the word Ish. We learned about Ketzef. Learned about Taxa, with Sidur, and a few other interesting things over here. Thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful evening. Rabbi Eliezer Yashikoyach, you're the best Talmud, Eliezer. You always come every night. You're loyal. Hashem should be loyal to you. Yashikoyach, Zay Gesund. Be well, Zay Gesund. You're on mute. I can't hear you on mute. Rabbi Eliezer, you're on mute. I can't hear you still.
Thank you very much.
Please, thank you. Give me a lot of chis. Thank you. Good night, people. Mayor, what happened to you? You disappeared? You go away and you come back when the...
I got bounced out.
You come for the after game. The pre-game and the after game.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm tired. I'm always tired at this time of the day.